Welcome to The Shift, RCM Talks, where we share actionable insights from industry leaders who have firsthand experience and knowledge in revenue cycle. The revenue cycle management industry is evolving rapidly, requiring professionals to adapt quickly to new trends. Revenue cycle professionals no longer have the luxury of time. Our content delivers critical information in short episodes that you can use and share. We'll provide you with quick insights, help you navigate change, improve performance, and lead with confidence. Please join Bill Eichest, Valerie Barkoff, and Heather Dunn as we continue our commitment to make revenue cycle fun, informative, and collaborative. I hope you'll join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Bill Eichest, Senior Business Development Executive with Nemadji. I'm joined today by Valerie Barkoff, Senior Vice President of Operations for Revenue Cycle Transformation at Optum, and also Heather Dunn, Chief Revenue Officer with Novant Health. We're coming to you today with The Shift, RCM Talks, a podcast that's intended to be a resource for revenue cycle leaders, revenue cycle professionals, to help you proactively become more efficient, more effective, and also create a community to share ideas, thoughts, and we intend to include special guests on future episodes and appreciate you joining us today. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Phil.
We wanted to start out with our first episode just talking a little bit about why we felt like this was something important to do. And Valerie, I don't want to put you on the spot, but go ahead. Why don't you just talk a little bit about why, as busy as you are, why it's important to carve out some time to do these kinds of things to help our industry?
Yeah, I mean, I talk about it all the time is that revenue cycle is very complex. And for people who haven't been in it, they really have no idea what we all go through on any daily basis. And if any of us thinks we know everything about the revenue cycle, then we're kidding ourselves, because what I know, and I've been doing this for 30 years, I say fits in my pinky. And so I've always tried to surround myself with people like Heather and you, Bill, and other industry experts to tell me what I maybe don't know. It's that blind spot in our careers that we're trying to shrink. So I think this is an important, because I know I was always trying to look for what are those risk areas that maybe I'm not aware of? What are those problems that I'm having that I haven't had a chance to solve and I can learn from somebody else? And so for me, it's creating that forum to bring subject matter experts and different ways of thinking so that we can all go back and do a better job for our providers.
There's so much coming at us and we don't always see it coming. And so it's important that we do our best to help everybody kind of stay on top of it and understand. Heather, how about for you?
Well, mine's more time management focused. I think revenue cycle leaders across the country and those of us that serve and are partners with revenue cycle leaders know how limited our time is. And so what's important to me is, to Valerie's point about getting you connected, our listeners and our community connected to the right people at the right time to just quickly tell us something that we need to know. Mm-hmm. And then if we need to dig farther into it, we've got a resource now, which I love. I think having a different folks come on to the podcast to talk about what industry knowledge that they have is invaluable. To do it in short segments that are sharp and clear and you have a few takeaways is going to be probably the hallmark of what we're trying to do here. I have about 15 minutes every day. I get to choose to eat or to stand up, but I'm going to eat, stand up, and listen to this podcast. Mm-hmm. That's what I want our community to do. I want you to quickly get what you need, and then get a resource and use us for that purpose.
Well, and I would add, you know, the three of us have been doing this a long time and we've met some wonderful people mm-hmm. along the way. There are a lot of people doing a lot of really good work, but it's hard work. And I think we all have seen the value in collaboration and sharing ideas and not living in silos and not talking about some of the things. You guys know as well as I do that we could go to 10 different hospitals and hear a lot of the same challenges that they're facing, whether they're a 200-bed community hospital or a 10-hospital system. You know, they're facing a lot of the same challenges. The resources available to address those challenges, the tools available to address those challenges are not always adequate. And so I think what's important is that we let people know it doesn't always involve a lot of money. You know, you don't have to have, you know, people in every position, you know, and we know a lot of people in organizations are wearing a lot of different hats. So we want to give you some ideas, some thoughts, and again, have some special guests who will share things that you can perhaps implement quickly that will really have an impact on your organization. And again, being proactive.
So. The other thing, Bill, that I think is important that I don't know how you feel, Heather, but I also think we wanted to give Revenue Cycle a voice. We're often not at the table or not heard. And I've always used to use the phrase, I'm not a strategist, but I know how we get paid. I'm not this, but I know how we get paid. And we haven't typically been heard when government is making legislation at the state level or the federal level. There's some things that I would love for people to listen to and go, gosh, I didn't realize the pain that they go through to get that dollar in the door for us. So I think the other thing is, you know, I want to give Revenue Cycle a voice. I want people to hear our challenges and our pain points and recognize that it's not just one hospital, that it is an industry trend. And we are stronger together. And we also need to, you know, advocate for ourselves and what we need and put it out into the universe. And hopefully somebody will listen to our podcast and go, maybe they've got a point here. Maybe we need to address that in our legislation.
I've often heard both of you say that, you know, organizations don't invest in revenue cycle nearly as much as they need to. And it is such an integral part of the organization. So yeah, hopefully we can help with that. Maybe give you the confidence to, you know, go back to your leadership and get support for some of the things that you need in your organization to be better.
Yeah. Now's the time, because there is an industry shift happening. I see revenue cycle becoming more and more recognized for the importance that it has. And it's not fully there yet, but if I look back in my, you know, 20 years of doing this, it's a lot more prevalent than it used to be. And I think people want to hear some of the things that are challenges, and they want to hear good ideas. And hopefully this will also spark some great ideas for folks that want to come on and share, so that we are making revenue cycles across the country better. But I really feel like now's the time.
I agree with you. And so if ladies, if we think about our, you know, 30 years of doing this in the industry, back in the day, the highest level was a director of PFS. You know, then we started to see things emerge.
Yeah,
a business office manager. And then we finally saw VPs of revenue cycle emerge. And now we're seeing chief revenue officers, you know, so I'm with you. I think we're starting to get elevated to where we need to be. I still think we got a little ways to go, but you're right. I think now is the time for us to use the voices that we have collectively.
Okay. So ladies, we're recording this around the middle of June, and there continue to be a lot of topics of conversation in healthcare. What are a few of the topics that you anticipate we'll want to cover in the coming months?
One of the things I think is compelling for revenue cycle leaders to hear, they don't have to meet with anyone, they don't have to go through a vendor hall, but I really would love to have some innovative folks come on to talk about some new things that people are working on in the industry from a business partner perspective. I learned a lot when I stepped away last year from the provider world about what it's like to be in the business partner aspect of revenue cycle delivery. And there are some very cool people doing some very cool, interesting, innovative, creative things that they don't have a booth at, you know, a local conference. They are one or two people, but they've got a great idea. And I would love to have a few of them come on and just explain the concept and the problems that they're trying to solve, just to spark some interesting ideas out into the world. I would love that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, and that's important.
That
I think, you know, you both have talked a lot about, you know, leveraging AI and what that means, what that looks like for providers. And so I certainly anticipate, as we see that to continue to evolve, that it would be great to have some folks, to your point, Heather, who are really making some strides in this area and producing some real value for providers. As you guys know, our industry has not always been quick to take on new initiatives, right? We've kind of been labeled as followers more than innovators sometimes. So it'll be interesting to see how that evolves. Valerie, go ahead. You had some thoughts too.
So I completely agree that we need to be open to vendors because they're the ones who are creating the next, whatever that might be. And we need to be open to it. And you're right, they're not going to be able to afford a booth. And we hopefully can showcase that. I think I also want to talk about some of the challenges that we're getting ready to face and bring people who are maybe policy experts, attorneys, other people who are out there in the legislature to tell us about what's going on so that we can try to help organizations prepare for whatever challenges that are ahead. So I think bringing some industry experts around policy changes, and really talking about how can we prepare ourselves for whatever is getting ready to come down the pike. I always tell people the thing I love about revenue cycle, it's the puzzle you'll never solve because the picture is always changing. And I think we're just in for a lot of advancements in technology that are changing, a lot of changes in the way the payers are going to reimburse us, the way that the payers are going to challenge us and retrospectively audit us. And we have to start preparing for all of that now. So I think whatever change we've seen in the past, the shift that we're getting ready to see is going to be even greater than what we have seen in the past.
Oh yeah. There's no doubt that some of the legislation that's coming is going to be most impactful to hospitals, and mm-hmm. revenue cycles are going to be at the center of trying to manage through that process.
And we'll talk about that too, you know, as well as employee engagement. That continues to be a hot topic. You know, how do we make the most of the resources that we have? What are the things that it makes sense for our staff to do versus technology mm-hmm. to do? You know, a lot of discussion that you guys have alluded to around, you know, what's on the horizon for Medicaid. I mean, we know it appears to be on the chopping block as far as some significant impact to Medicaid reimbursement, but also, you know, the logistics and the administrative part of that process. But then, Valerie, you've also indicated that we should probably expect to see quite an increase in audits around those types of accounts.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to find a way to get their money from us. It's going to be from reimbursement cuts. It's going to be from audits. It's going to be from denials. We have to be prepared for what we're not really sure is getting ready to come down the pike. So I think that, again, is if we can help shed light, get some creative ideas, be a springboard for other people to go out there going, I think we should be doing this. I think people will listen and find it beneficial.
Well, I think we should also talk about, I want to talk about one of Valerie's, I think, near and dear to her heart topics, which is how come nobody talks about revenue cycle when you're going through like your MHA program? And how come nobody talks about revenue cycle in maybe an engineering program someplace? Mm-hmm. And I think we really need to push that topic because the next revenue cycle leaders, I don't see emerging in ways that are going to lead us to the right place in the future. I mean, this is becoming a very technical job, and it's much less finance related at the end of the day. Yes, you are responsible for, you know, net patient service revenue. You're responsible for the receivable. There's some big lines and financial statements that you carry the burden for, but how you execute on those is becoming completely different. Mm-hmm. We're not doing high dollar Monday and aged account Tuesday anymore. I mean, we're not having pizza parties on the weekend so that we can get through, you know, what's outstanding in the, mm-hmm. you know, RTP. We're not doing that. We have to be thinking about things from a technology, from an AI space. And I know, Valerie, that's your favorite topic, is like, how do we get people in the world outside of revenue cycle to get excited about revenue cycle? So
it is. I'm with you. I've been advocating for a local university here in Atlanta to at least add a certificate track in their business program, where we are teaching the students about patient access, about the middle revenue cycle, about the back end. And I'm like, these students would be so employable if they have a combination of tech, business, and we've prepped them for what it is. But yeah, the revenue cycle leader of the future does not look anything like the revenue cycle leader of today. And we have to start preparing ourselves for that transition, our teams for that transition. You know, we got to upskill some people to really know how to identify where there's opportunities. And then we just need to be thinking about, who are we recruiting? You know, I love engineers. I love my engineers. I don't care if they're a mechanical engineer, a biomedical engineer, a CSE. Engineers have a process mindset. They've gotten the coding background. Let's teach them what we do, wind them up, and see what they can do in our industry. My God, they would make such an impact. It's, you know, mind-blowing to me. So yes, I get giddy excited about the revenue cycle of the future.
Well, ladies, I'm really excited about doing this with you. I've been in the industry a long time and have always tried to be part of the solution. And I believe that this is going to be a valuable resource. I would tell our listeners, if you have ideas, topics that you want us to discuss, ideas for special guests, if you yourself want to be a special guest, please don't hesitate to let us know. We're delighted to bring this to you, and we look forward to future episodes. Let me leave you with a quote. Booker T. Washington says, "Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he or she has overcome." So stay the course. The work we do is not always easy, but it is fulfilling and it can be very satisfying. And we encourage you to step into the revenue cycle community and share your ideas and your thoughts. And we appreciate you joining us today. Please share our information, our episode, with friends and colleagues. And we look forward to meeting with you on future episodes. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Bill.